This is Ted Kennedy. Public health clinics are finally getting relief from the high cost of malpractice insurance. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, we couldn't pass comprehensive health reform this year, but Republicans and Democrats did put aside their differences long enough to end the malpractice crisis facing the 1,500 community health centers that serve low-income Americans. The clinic budgets have been stretched to the breaking point by the high cost of malpractice insurance. Insurance companies were gouging the clinics, ripping them off for $60 million a year for insurance premiums, even though actual claims cost them less than $10 million a year. Starting in January, Al, the Justice Department will defend the clinics against malpractice claims. That simple reform means big savings for the clinics, $50 million a year that can now go into real health care instead of exorbitant malpractice premiums. It's good for the clinics, Al, and a down payment on more far-reaching health reform in 1993.
What a wonderful idea, and we did it. But Ted, Republicans have been right in your face for years on the malpractice insurance mess. It's nice to see old Rip Van Kennedy finally up and at 'em and smelling the coffee. But Ted, if you're about to doze off again, don't even think about it. When you compare this modest $50 million cut for the public clinics with the $20 billion costs that the private clinics pass right along to their patients every year, you'll soon realize we have only taken one step up from the lobby of the Empire State Building to try to reach the top floor. Ted, you sure don't have much stamina when it comes to climbing the stairs or doing the right thing here, so don't take off those running shoes just yet.
This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a new regulation that would force employers into paying for employees who don't buckle up. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.